The American Hockey League realignment process is continuing, and this time the victim is Albany, which has seen highs and lows since its downtown arena became home to the River Rats in 1993. The franchise, which was eventually renamed the Devils, has had affiliations with the NHL's New Jersey Devils and Carolina Hurricanes. But now the team is slated to relocate to Binghamton, according to a report by Pete Doherty of the Albany Times-Union, who joins us now. And Pete, tell us, what's the latest?
Well, there's a Board of Governors meeting Sunday, and it's just considered a formality. The New Jersey Devils, who own the franchise, are going to seek permission to move their AHL affiliate from the Times Union Center into the Floyd Maines Veterans Memorial Arena in Binghamton. Once it's approved, then they will start play there next year. Binghamton is losing its team to Belleville, Ontario, so they were seeking a tenant to come in and replace them, and they were able to lure the Devils into their building, which will leave Albany without professional hockey next year.
You've been covering hockey in this city for a long time. How much of a surprise would you say this is?
Not a shock. If you base it on attendance numbers, they've struggled to draw since probably about 2000. I mean, the River Rats did pretty well in the 90s, but then they had a losing record starting about 2001 and a series of bad teams, and they were struggling to draw them. When the Devils came in 2010, the struggles continued, and they've been in the bottom four of attendance in the American Hockey League all 7 years that the Devils have been here. So from that standpoint, it's probably not a surprise. I'd also heard rumblings about this might happen. I guess the thing that probably caught people off guard was the Devils and the Times Union Center had signed a three-year contract, but contracts in sports these days don't seem to mean that much. They all have opt-out clauses, and the Devils have exercised the opt-out clause in this and decided to move the team, and that's exactly what they're going to do. So the three-year contract was just really didn't mean anything at all. Just guaranteed the Devils a place to play if they wanted to stay, but they felt like they got a better deal. And from everything I understand, they did get a much better deal in Binghamton, and that's why they're going.
In recent years, Glens Falls has lost the AHL. Now it looks like Albany is about to. What explains this trend here in the Capital Region, to your mind?
I think those are different situations. With Glens Falls, it just wasn't a large enough fan base or corporate base to support American Hockey League. It's the one level below the National Hockey League, and it's the league has grown to the point where it's got a lot of major cities. I mean, Chicago's in this league. San Antonio's in this league. There's a lot of California, large city. San Diego's in the league. And I just don't think a city like Glens Falls could support it. The situation with Albany, I think, developed over a period of 10 to 15 years. I think the emergence of Union Hockey as a Division I power, they won the national championship in 2014. I think that siphoned some fans away. The emergence of UAlbany basketball siphoned some of the general sports fans away because you only have X amount of entertainment money to spend. And I think some people that might have used to go to River Rats games in the 90s are going to Union Hockey or going to UAlbany basketball. And there's some others. I mean, I could talk for 15 minutes about things I think that the team did wrong in terms of promoting the product. But in the end, I just don't think there's enough hockey fans in this market to support two Division I teams and the American Hockey League team. And the Devils, unfortunately, were the ones that, that fell victim to that.
Your report mentioned that the arena apparently has another sports tenant lined up, which has not been announced yet. Now, we've seen a lacrosse team. We've seen a couple of pro indoor football teams making Albany home over the years. What do you guess would be the new tenant?
I was joking on Twitter that I want to see pro bowling in, only because of my interest in bowling, but I don't think it will be pro bowling. I've been assured it will not be hockey. I really don't know, to be honest with you. I've been talking to my boss about that, and we're trying to speculate on what it might be, and we're not really sure what they have in mind. I guess we'll find out in the coming weeks. The thing I don't think it's going to do is, you know, they have 38 home dates at Times Union Center. That's a lot to fill. I don't know what they could bring in that could fill 38 home dates, even if they brought in like a minor league basketball team. They don't play that many games. They brought in arena football. They're talking maybe 6 to 8 home games at the most. So I'm not really sure what they have in mind. I'm not sure how they're going to try to fill those dates, but I know they've got a lot of dates they would like to get filled somehow, and that's why they tried very hard to keep the Devils here and kept them as long as they did despite the dwindling attendance. But now they really face a situation with a new they spent $20 million on upgrades to the building, and and now they're going to lose a lot of dates because of this Devils departure.
Can you foresee a time, maybe a couple years, 5 years, 10 years, where the AHL would come back to Albany?
I think it's possible from the standpoint that it's got the certainly has a AHL building, maybe too big for the AHL. So certainly, the Times Union Center, you have the capability of getting 13,000 or 14,000 people in there. I don't see it from the standpoint for the reasons I mentioned. I don't know if there's enough hockey fans here. People think if the New York Rangers affiliate became available, they play right now in Hartford. They feel like that could succeed in Albany. I'm not sure. Certainly it would draw better than the Devils. There's an awful lot of Rangers fans here, and they would love to see their AHL affiliate play here. But I don't know that that would be enough to – you really need to get to probably the 5,000 or 6,000 level in average attendance to be viable in this league. And in Albany this year is less than 3,000 per game. So that would be a pretty big jump just based on affiliation. So I wouldn't rule it out necessarily, but I just don't see it unless there's a sudden influx of hockey fans into the area.
That's Pete Doherty of the Albany Times-Union, who broke the news that the Albany Devils will pack up and leave for Binghamton. Pete, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Ian.